This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything gonna be all right this morning.
Yeah, good morning, one and all. This is From the Fringes. My name is Jack Geelan, Jenny Puamanuka is here.
Kia ora, good morning.
And the wonderful Rod. Now, I'm being challenged by Andrew, the chaplain up at the university, okay, because I'm promoting enlightenment and transformation using the chatbot, and there's a charter that I have to come under. But at the fourth level, looking to Zion, towards the north, we celebrate the Eden Line Sabbath and ascending with the Lord, you know, because there's a 12-hour difference between us and over there in Israel. Now, we are apocalyptic avatars. We're angel messengers, co-kings, co-priests, counterpart bride, witnesses of the kingdom, Philadelphia's, the Omega transition saints. And I put this together. Why are Antichrist Nico leaders shutting down the true body of Christ? The priesthood of all believers should be operating. We are in the kingdom age. The church age has had its fulfillment. I hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, the clergy class, says the walking, talking Christ. So if we have to go through the tribulation, Jenny, and we're only just talking to Jesus, but we're not angel messengers, we're not equipped to go through the tribulation. This is a problem, isn't it?
I don't know.
What's Andrew doing? He doesn't like your chatbot. How did that come up with Andrew, the chaplain from the Waikato University?
Because of my AI engineer working in with me to help me, yes. And we were operating there because I believe in freedom of expression and also I'm free in Christ. Yep. And I want all the youth to be open to direct access with the Father through the Lord Jesus. But these institutions are starting to shut down freedom of speech.
So what did he want? You had to have a charter? How did Andrew...
No, I'm waiting for a response to, let's hear what the charter says, but I'm pro-enlightenment, transformation of the people and freedom of speech. Now it's come up over in America. Call against ideology based censorship in America, arguing for government, universities, schools, publishers, and technological platforms shouldn't suppress speech because it conflicts with political, religious, or social ideologies. The First Amendment says the principle of free expression. Okay, freedom of expression is what should be applied. They are restricting right-wing speakers, restricting controversial ideas, expressing religious ideas.
Are you talking about Charlie Kirk's suppression, the microphone explosion?
Well, no, I'm talking that we all have the right with hate speech to talk about the LGBT, to talk about issues like when you think Christians are right-wingers. You know what I mean? This is a right. This is the greatest freedom that people have, is the free thinking. You're allowed to think. You're allowed to debate ideas. Why is it we're down on anyone who has a different perspective, a different understanding, you know?
Did you go to uni?
No, I didn't.
By chance, I did. Yeah. And you can have freedom of expression. You can debate. Yeah. And you can argue things. Roderick went to uni, eh, Roderick?
Many years of university. Your question, Jenny?
Well, I'd beg to differ that you can't openly debate things and argue things.
They are shutting it down.
In a uni format.
The greatest freedom that anyone has is the free thinking ideas. You have the right to think. People mightn't agree with it. You're not allowed to sort of attack other people, but you do have the right to think.
So you can still speak on a public place, Jack. So if you were in any place out there, you can speak. So I can't see that being shut down.
Over here, it talks about Tamaki's idea in the paper. It actually says here, because they cross a red line by inciting a calling for violence against religious communities, yet it is perfectly legal in New Zealand for a community leader to say what Tamaki has. Our Human Rights Act prohibits discrimination based on race, ethnic or national origin, religious belief, disability and sexual orientation. But the same act prohibits incitement to hostility. I like Tamaki because he's bringing issues out, because he tried to say that the transgender people couldn't use storytelling with the little kids, you know what I mean?
Jack, with Tamaki, the three false gods are nationalism, racism and communism.
Amen.
Now, what Tamaki is getting on about is nationalism, because if you see the solar system, yep, then there are people from all the religious communities, all included, and he is just looking at the New Zealand border and saying who can come across and who's not. He doesn't have a view of the planet of 8 billion people. He needs to start there and then
solar system jurisdiction. Yes. Understanding the rights of all human beings, you know, even if their ideology or whatever conflicts with yours. But I think we should be able to sit around the table, Christian extremists, whether you're Mormon, whether you're transgender or whatever your case may be, you don't have to go along with everyone's view, but you can include everyone, you know what I mean? So I'm for freedom of speech. I'm for debating issues and not shutting down on people because of hate speech, you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, Jack, and it's a challenge because the Parliament votes money for various things, and that's what people are squabbling about. Give unto Rome what is Rome, and what's the follow-up part, the rest of that saying?
My son blew me away today because he talked about Epstein Island. I said, what do you mean, son? He says, that's where all those girls were trafficked or whatever. I said, how on earth did you find out about that? But the 10-year-olds, they think, and, you know, they go online, they find out what's going on, and they express their views. And so I want to channel that in my son. You're allowed to think, son, you know what I mean?
Jack, there's high IQ people at 2 and 4 years old that are able to do things like read and write and stuff. So your son at 10 just is showing some high IQ.
Yeah, I don't like the idea that they're suppressing public schools now because they're not funding them properly, apparently, and they're funding charter schools. These are privileged kids. I mean, in an age where few young people can get jobs and this sort of thing, we have to educate everyone on the same level. Why are we having charter specialised schools? You know, that David Seymour, I need to do a citizen's arrest.
Well, I was at a select committee yesterday, Jack, on the Disabilities Act, and one of the things is that this current government's proposed to put forward that families must look after the individual who's disabled. And the arguments we're coming back is that there's a state responsibility to allow everyone to have access. Every soul's important. It doesn't matter if they're in a wheelchair like Stephen W. Hawking's, yeah, or a fit, healthy person. The state does have a responsibility if the capacity of the family isn't there.
Now, we've got Matariki coming up on the 10th of July. It is a couple of weeks away. Now, Papatūānuku is saying volcanoes are erupting. Get your act together. So, do you think Papatūānuku, the Maori mythological mother, is trying to correct us, Jenny, with what's going on with climate change, the fires, the storms?
Oh, I've thought that for a number of years, but you boomers choose to believe it's even bloody real.
Yes,
wait, can you say bloody?
There's a book no. out there
according
called
to the BSA. I'm so sorry, New Zealand On Air BSA.
Ah, you're very sensitive.
There's a book out there called The Selfish Generation, talking about the boomers. And so it's an interesting one. People voting with their feet going to Australia simply because they don't want to fight about it in New Zealand. But then, Jack, you're standing your ground. You're standing in an electorate and you're going to be giving the electoral system a run.
Yeah, because now they're talking about the Opportunities Party having 4.6% and the possibility of them being the new Labour Party.
What year was the Christian Heritage you guys were
1995.
Part of?
We got 4.5%. We almost make it, and then they took our leader out.
That guy with the cowlick, what was his name?
Cowlick?
Who was like the lead of the Christian Heritage Party.
Well, if they took
what
the,
was his name? Was it Paul?
If no. they took the leadership out, Cable. Is Wong going to get it wrong? Wong going to get it wrong? What's her chances of being a leader that's taken out like the Christian Heritage Party?
Well, they want to bring in wealth tax. They want to make houses more affordable. They want to improve our economy. They've got some brilliant policies, and maybe they can be pro-family restoration, because I'm always talking about family mediation, because our hub that we run, we support mothers and fathers, and I'm always talking to mothers and fathers about their right to have access to their children and this sort of thing.
Well, Jack, it looks like Winston and Melissa Wong are going to be the king and queen maker. And we're just, what happens if an independent appears in between them in the coalition bed? If you were there, Jack, what would you do holding Winston and Wong's hand?
Well, I did it last time round when this stupid coalition got in. And I said, okay, you guys are a minority, Tamaki, Conservative Party. I said, look, you can all come together and get 5%. They would have been in governing the nation for the last 3 years because they were egotistical. And that's the first thing I would say. We have to major on majors. We have to agree to disagree in some areas. But for the sake of the nation, if you're going to be an independent, you need to lay your life down for the people.
Well, we just had someone on the phone from Whangarei. He wants to buy the 125 land area up there where the refinery is, Jack, because again, overseas buyers are going to put in a biofuels, whereas he thinks it should stay refining crude oil. What's what was his name, Jack?
Oh, yeah, that's Carl. Yeah, yes, so Carl Ray, and he's standing as an independent candidate.
Yeah, there were six people standing and only one independent, so he does have a good
Jenny,
voice.
Jenny, what did he call it? Pick people.
What? Yeah, what are we talking about?
Yeah, choose a nose, Jenny.
Candidate.
Now, after you've picked your nose, wash your hands, come have a bit of Christmas
wash
cake.
Wash your hands, Mata brush your teeth.
It's very grounded, isn't it? You know what I mean? But a play by Russell Armitage, Well of Tears, Tami Hana Kingmaker, spread the gospel, anointing Pōtatau, who became the first Maori king. His daughter Tau Iri is killed by another tribe, and he ends up like he feels in total anguish, but he forgives the guy. And that was the power when Maori, you know what I mean, they had all that cannibalism and killing tribes and all this sort of thing.
The musket wars.
And they set up their own kingship here in New Zealand. So it's called A Well of Tears. But a lot of people think, oh, it's a bit racist because it's from a human, a white person's perspective. But we need to work together on the treaty. It needs to be Maori and non-Maori working together. And this coming election, we need to sort this out with a constitution. Now, I'm with William of Orange, the Orange Party, and he brought in the first federal system long before the French and the American Revolution, and a constitution. Do we need a quantumized constitution that represents the treaty so we can move on together? But a lot of people say they don't like the corporate hoary perspective, which is all about them funneling the money at the top. They need to spend the money on housing for their people, on freedom, justice, true equality, and there needs to be a trickle down of the money.
Well, the
it?
First Māori king in 1800s, there was 200,000 Māori, and then the census in 1864 39,000, and so they then became part of mainstream. But at the moment, we have 39,000 people getting off a plane into New Zealand, fresh off the plane. And so Melissa Wong is quite attractive because those people who arrive in New Zealand want opportunity.
Now, with the 2%, that's what Maori Party stands at the moment. With all the infighting, Hana had some brilliant policies. I remember her policies about changing the economy and about providing homes and this sort of thing, and the voice of the people. But can they work in together? This is the whole thing. It's one thing to talk about sovereignty and the treaty and the rights of self-determined people with William of Orange, but we need to get it together, don't we?
Wait, isn't Hannah in our electorate?
Yes.
Yes.
Everyone vote for Hannah.
Hey, can you ring her up? Get her on next week?
Actually, I'll email the Te Pāti Māori PA people.
She was 21 when she got into Parliament. How old is she now? 25?
Yeah, like 23 or something.
Wonderful politician.
Everyone needs to vote for Hana if they're in the Waikato region. And everybody.
We all need to be spiritual politicians.
It's not rat's work, right?
At the fourth level, where we acknowledge the true body of Christ, priesthood of all believers, and we need to believe that we're going through the tribulation. We are apocalyptic avatars in the book of Revelation, angel messengers, spiritual Israelites, counterpart bride, omega transition saints. If you're not there, people, and I'm speaking to Christian people throughout New Zealand and the world, if you're not bringing in the reign of Christ during this apocalypse where everyone's in darkness, the economy has gone to hell, everyone's disagreeing, we need to bring in the reign of Christ. We need to be the angel overcomers, the overcomers, to set the example amongst all the Christians, particularly as we go into the elections. We're going to say, oh, Christians shouldn't vote and this sort of thing. Rubbish.
Is there going to be a Christian Heritage Party? Are there 500 people that have signed up?
Well, the Conservatives, I know Helen is running the Conservative Party, but that's my question for her. Can she walk a mile in our shoes? Can she have gutter black policies that elevate the status of all people, not just the right-wingers?
What about the return of Christ, Jack?
Well, he needs to return in us. Surely I come quickly. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Unless Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ, unless you believe in the person of Christ, arises in our hearts, there ain't going to be a coming.
Now, a question for you. You're on the interfaith dialogue for the Theosophical Society. So, Jack, how does Christianity and the Theosophical Society come together?
Well, that raises a good point, because with the appeal for us keeping the lodge, it's not about self-revelation through Mahatma gurus, but about self-realization. Because once the Mahatma guru gets in there, like head office up in Auckland, they keep all the assets, they shut down, they don't listen to other people's perspective, and it's not about direct access to the Father through the Lord Jesus and everyone being a priest, headship believers, and counterpart bride of Christ.
Yes, it's interesting.
Get with God is doing today, people, please.
There were about four other lodges that had signed over their properties to the head office, whereas Waikato, when they were asked, Hamilton said no, and then it went to court. And some of the thinking that you talked about, revelation or
Self-revelation. Because we've got three judges, apparently, who are going to be answering the appeal and deciding what happens, and they'll be more constitutional, rather than that one judge who could have been a Freemason and just in favour of just the rich claiming everything and money grubbers being in control. We don't want that.
Freemasons are challenged because this was a woman judge, but Freemasons are challenged simply because there was an exclusion of women from Freemasonry for a while. Jenny, have you ever been felt excluded?
No, but I've never wanted to become a Freemason, you see.
Yeah, keep all the money for yourself and sort of, I'm all right, you know, keep your hands off my stack. And people don't like the right-wingers for this reason. And I talked to one guy, we were playing bowls, his name is Adairs, he's a returned serviceman, and he's the one who put me on the greatest freedom is freedom of speech. But he talked about the right-winger mongrels. What does he mean by that?
You know? Right-winger mongrels. You know the definition of a woman Act that's going through at the moment.
Yeah,
that's a right-winger thing.
Yeah.
Like us lefties, us Lucy lefties, we don't care about that sort of crap. We don't care.
You want to get on with your life.
Yeah.
You're concerned about the money you've got here.
If you want to wear a dress and you were assigned male at birth, that's not my business, bruv. It's not my business.
Yeah, that's a bit challenging because
we you want to use the ladies' toilet even though you were assigned male at birth? That's none of my business, bruv.
Winston Peters mentioned that. He says it's common sense because when transgender go into women's toilets, there's been some woman who had been murdered. And how would you feel if you were sitting on the toilet and next thing a transgender is looking at you?
Jack, the other thing about democracy
but anyway,
and business,
we're debating this. There's two sides.
You can't really say that because it's just so bigoted.
But Jack, free association is what's the key part to a prosperous economy, and part of free association is people are allowed to identify with whatever they want. Are we wanting to go back to places where you're not allowed to congregate together? There are countries in the world where you're not allowed to form an organisation.
Let's debate it. Let's be open. Let's sit around the table, all the different perspectives, and let's say we're pro freedom of expression like America. Let's not shut down people because they are different.
I have a Takatāpui cousin who is trans.
Yeah.
They were assigned male at birth. So I think us on the left, or us Māori, we're a lot more understanding than old boomer Winston Peters is.
Now, Pauline Hanson in Queensland, she's with the One Nation Party. She talked about immigration and housing, energy and cost of living, national identity, the ABC, SBS, radical Islam, the transgender agenda inside institutions, artificial intelligence, foreign aid and debt, small businesses. The fear people now feel when they say something unfashionable out loud. That was the real offence. She's being gagged. That is the real offence. We should be able to talk these things. I don't care what persuasion you are. We should be able to sit around the table, have our views without people saying, oh, that's hate speech. You know what I mean?
But
it's time for us to become liberated, mature, as fellow democratic citizens of this country.
Yeah, the challenge with Pauline Hanson is if you have 86%, like in New Zealand, who identify with one particular language, culture, that sort of thing, voting, then you get demagogues coming in. And so if Pauline Hanson gets a mandate, she's in a very cognitive dissonance. Aboriginals, 65 million years been in Australia. The oldest church in Australia is only 200 years. How do you reconcile that, Jack?
Well, I think it's time to listen to one another. We're not listening. We don't have freedom of speech.
You are the king. Excuse me. You are the king of not listening, okay?
No.
You cannot comment.
I'm willing to listen to all perspective, but when we talk about right-wingers not listening to us, you know what I mean? And we bring in hate speech. Well, what's that saying about freedom of expression, the right to debate?
But let's break it down, Jack. So if a streetie gets given $2, he has a choice of investing it and having $4 the next day or putting it in a pokie machine. Now, would you call that person anti-right if they put it in a pokie machine? But then those people in Parliament, why do we not change the rules?
Yes.
100% in a pokie machine, 100% out. Nothing needs to go to charity and nothing needs to go to the owners of the machines and nothing needs to go to government as a tax. So these are the challenge we have. We've got traps out there that are prey. Did you know 3% of the people that are on pokie machines produce 50% of the profits?
So we should be teaching them how to be proper citizens, how to express their views and so forth.
But in the old days, Jack, when you used to fish, intermittent reward, which is what a pokie machine is, people would catch heaps more fish. And they got a basket of it and they distributed it amongst the community because you can't keep fish longer than 3 days. And so these are our very, very charitable people that are getting attracted to these pokie machines and we're losing that beautiful nature of theirs from our community. So why don't we change the pokie machine rules to 100% 100%.
When
out.
You're dumbed down at the bottom of the rung and you're fighting for survival, quite often you can't help it because your status has not been elevated. You are not recognised. Now, here we have a cartoon, Cost of Living. I know what will help. Compulsory KiwiSaver. KiwiSaver, Pohea Oranga. He's a businessman taking care of the corporates. I think Hipkins needs to get steel balls on and define his policies. That's what they're saying about Hipkins at the moment.
What's the
that he looks sort of young, intelligent, but he hasn't got the guts to define policies, and that's what Labor needs to do right now. Why is it that people would vote for Luxon? Is because he's a swift talker, and he.
But you talked about gonads being steel balls. What's the gonads, female gonads, ovaries? What's the equivalent in metallurgy, Jack? In metallurgy, what's the equivalent to ovaries, Jenny?
Well, iron fist in the velvet glove. That's what we're saying.
What? Wait a minute. You said that way too soon after he was talking about the female reproductive system, okay? You need to slow down. You need to slow down.
So what are we talking about?
But the thing is, we're both of one DNA line because 580 million years ago, sexual reproductions came to allow us to be here. And so humans, male and female, are part of the same stream, Jack. So that's why I ask, what is the equivalent to the gonads? If you're going to use one political party with steel balls...
Yeah, it would be the ovaries, you're correct.
Well, Melissa Wong, there you go. Melissa Wong's going to be a kingmaker. What metallurgy...
Having a strong heart. This is what we need to
say. I would say her metallurgy would be mercury. You know how it wobbles around and joins together.
Oh, mercury. Sailing on the sea of your love, sailing free, Jesus and me, sailing on the sea of your love. Now, Dante's Inferno begins with a hellish descent before a rising, and Virgil and Beatrice actually help him. So Virgil represents Dante's guide, and Beatrice represents divine grace, faith, and God's love. The alchemical process begins with Negredo, the blackening stage of petrifaction, where everything is dissolved. So it's almost as if everyone has to descend into that mystical inner darkness that's behind within their own hearts before they ascend. Okay, so this is a healing process that we need to identify with.
Well, if you're talking about the inferno, when you heat metals, they expand, Jack, and then they get melty and soft. So what you're talking about with Hipkins getting some steel gonads, what you're talking about, because it's very painful for a male to get struck in the gonads.
I'm talking about grief facilitators, all right? Helps people deal with grief, journeying them from darkness to light, new creation monacites, fruitful in the land of affliction. Anyone can practice this. You don't have to be a professional. Anyone can be a counselor, a listener, can practice suicide first aid, can be a buddy supporter, can practice grief therapy with one another, can be a healer, wise leaders, insightful seers, humanitarians. These people are the sort of people we want to vote because they will experience spiritual change in their own hearts. They will have a higher power and they will become responsible citizens. That's what I'm saying.
And Jack, when you heat mercury, it expands and in a glass tube, it makes a thermometer. So you put an increment on the side. So what you're interested in is what if the temperature of this election gets hotter and hotter? What is going to happen to those politicians that are leading? Melissa Wong, Winston Peters.
Well, they could shut us down because the right wingers won't want Democrats. Assemblies won't want free thinkers and won't want people to speak their mind on issues. They want to shut us all down. Have I got my gag mask there?
But National's at 29% and Labor's just lost 5%. So the electorate's starting to speak with regards to these polls. Do you entry and exit polls, Jenny? Do you tell people who you vote for?
Yeah, of course.
What about you, Jack? Do you say who you vote for?
Yes, and tell people about it. We need democratic assemblies, and we need the First Amendment and the principle of free expression. Call against ideology-based censorship in America, arguing for government, university, technological platforms shouldn't suppress speech because it conflicts with political, religious, and social ideologies. Freedom of speech for everyone.
Well, Jack,
let's bring it all out.
I keep who I vote for secret to myself, because in the future there are going to be groups of people and the policy analysts are going to wonder, who do you vote for? And if you don't say who you vote for, they'll look at who you are associated with and implement those policies.
Okay, we've got 20 seconds to go, so we don't want to shut down the true body of Christ, priesthood of all believers, and freedom of speech. Get registered to vote, become a responsible citizen, and let's be the change we want to see in the world. Okay, bye bye for another
Thank
week.
You,
have a beautiful week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.